Okay, we're learning Daf Mem Aleph, and today we're going to start from Mem Aleph Beis, the Mishnah. Mem Aleph Beis, and we're talking about the different mumim that are found by. Thank you. We're talking about different mumim that are found by behemoths, by becharis. That this with this mum, you're allowed to eat them bechutz. You don't have to bring it as a carbon. Zok the Mishnah, Zona va'ega, she'ina me'ga'as. If the tail of the eagle, she'ina megas la'arkay, if the tail is so short, it doesn't reach the archive, that is a mum. And we'll see in the Gemara what the archive is. It's a certain joint of the foot. So zon of eagle, she'ina megas la'arkay, up the why? Why is it a mum? The amru kacham, kol marbis agolim, kain. The way agolim grow is that their tail reaches the archive. Kol zman she'ina megadlim, heim tachos. They get longer and pass the archive. Ezu archive, she'amru, rachnimen tingus oma, but archive she'am tzayarach. It's the joint that's in the middle of the thigh. So if the tail is so short it doesn't reach the thigh, a certain joint in the thigh, that's called a mum. Now which joint? Then we're going to talk about that. Zark the Gemara. Tana, kapet ze'elyoim, loy kapet ze'tachtoim. In a behemoth has three legs, it has like two knees. So this knee we're talking about, this joint is the top knee, the knee closer to the top. And not the kavos tachna, not the second knee. Connected with gomel nicker. By an animal, by a big animal, a cow, it's not nicker, that joint. All you see is the one knee, the second knee. The top knee you don't see. It's under all the skin, you can't see it. But by a camel, you could see it. So it's talking about the higher bone, that is where that's called the archive. And if the tail does not reach that archive, the halacha is that that's called a mum, and you're allowed to shecht it on that. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Those are the picture in the article, can see the picture of this bone. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, alayil mum and sheikh the mesa bechar. All the mum you just learned, you shecht the bechar, upsu and mekdash and niftim alayim. And psu and mekdash, which means other kabanos, which have this mum, you can be poided and transfer the kedusha onto money. So he's saying all those mum we just learned now, by the way, all you shecht b'charam, shul mekdash niftim alayim. So afraid the Gemara, asul amali, why did it already? The parak starts off already, al elam mum shechtim es b'char. So you're going to tell me, oh, maybe it's to be marab psul and mekdash, maybe. That's what it's called. Let's see the Gemara. Asul amali, why do you have to say this again? That al elam mum shechtim es b'char, shul mekdash niftim alayim. Why do you have to say that again? Hatanale reisha, al elam mum shechtim es b'char. Already, beginning of the parak says, on the following moment, you could shech the bechar, and it gives you a whole list of moment, all the mishnayos. So the Gemara says first tzrichalei. The second half of the Mishnah is needed, where it says psuli hamikdashim niftim aleim. Teach us that psuli hamikdashim you can be paid out with these moment. For the Gemara, namik pshitos so pashit. If mishchat chatinim, if it's enough of a mum to shech the bechutz by a bechar and eat it, mifrik mabayi to be paid it. You have to tell me, poidit needs less of a mum than to eat something. You want to eat a kachim, you would think that needs more of a mum than being poidit or something. Poidit is easier to do. So if you could shecht it and eat it, of course you get poidit. So still, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? So tomorrow, no, this is the Mishnah teaching us. We had in yesterday's blot, there was a Mishnah that said, Ila from Yavne had a list of altogether five new mumen. And we only agreed to them on two, not on the other three. And then afterwards, the Mishnah brings down a few cases where a Yechida'a, a Tana said, a single Tana said, there's different movement. Rav Chaim ben Gamliel said, Zana Vagadi, that looks like a Chazir. Rav Chaim ben Tigdus says, a Yabelis in the eye. So maybe you would think that, just like we don't pass like every Ilah Hayavna, maybe those things are also, we don't pass like that. Kamash on our Mishnah that all those mumim we passing like. So let's see it inside. It said before that Ila was most of three. V'amru lo shemano. And the Chacham said, I never heard that one. Lo shemano is elu. Then v'ketani v'asi, the next Mishnah is brought down yichida. So therefore, because asim le'vakula, elu mumim shechtav sevchar, psum gashim v'leim. Therefore, the Mishnah felt it necessary to say that all those mumin are mumin, and that's why his Stam Mishnah again teaches us that all those mumin have mumin. Zot the Mishnah Vayta, brand new Mishnah. New Mishnah. Ve'elu she'ein sheikhtim aleihem lo'yemikshon medinas. Now, so till now we learned all these mumin were mumin that and you can shecht a bechor on it. Now, we're going to tell you mumin that are not enough of a mum to shecht it and eat it bechutz, but they are enough of a mum that you can't bring it into mizbech. You have to cut the level over here? It's not enough of a mum to shecht it and eat it, but it's enough of a mum you can't bring it as a carbon. What are those mumin? Ve'elush ein shecht v'leim v'leim mikdosh v'leim medina. Chivaver, which is spots in the eye, we had before, v'hamayim, and water dripping off, she'ein kavuim. We had before that these are called mumin, if it has spots in the eye, and if it has water, that's kavuim, dripping out of the eye. But if it's not kavuim, zok the Mishnah, then that will be only a mum for the mizbech. Anyone remembers how, if it's kavuim or not?
You eat it.
With the moist food, or in other cases, 3 months. Yeah, either way, these things are not kavuim, that's only a mum for Beis HaMikdash. Another case, only a mum for Beis HaMikdash, the inside gums, shenifkamu, they got notched, avaloshin nekru, but didn't get ripped out completely. And we said that's not a mum to shecht a bechor on, but it's enough of a mum for the Beis HaMikdash.
I thought you were going to do checks.
What?
I thought you don't need to do internal checks.
So, first of all, I'm not sure what you mean to ask. You mean that a mum by a bechor has to be shivagolui?
Yeah.
Has to be golui.
Yeah.
So this is the Gemara said before, is that things in the mouth, because when it screams loud, it opens the mouth very big, so if it's nekru, will be nicker. If
it gets no, this is saying that even if it's just...
Right, so based on mikdash, it is. Based on mikdash, it is a mum. Not enough of a mum for shechtin bechor, but mikdash has different dinim.
So you would have to do a bedika all the way in his mouth.
I don't know if you have to do a bdika, but it could be you could go cheses kashus. Even by treifus, we don't have to do a bdika. It's a bit cheses kashus, but you don't have to do a bdika. Nervous you have to do a bdika. The only reason why you're doing a bdika by bechor is you want to eat it, so you're trying to find a head to hear, like you're not trying to find problems. So you're not handling bdikas, not bdikas. You're handling what's called a mum. So nifkamu, the gums that are nifkamu, is only a mum for Beis HaMikdash, and not a mum for bechor. Ubal gorov, ubal yabelos, v'chazazos. If it has a wart, that's the abelas. We learned before, this wart doesn't have an etzem, doesn't have a bone in it, and therefore it's only a problem based on mikdash. Balgar v'achazaz is a type of shchin, type of blisters. Those are all only possible based on mikdash, not to shecht b'char in it. More examples are a zakein, a chayla, an older animal, and a chayla. And it's a big machlekes, achreinim v'shainim, what a zakein is. It means an age, or it means in physical abilities. What it means is zakein, and chayla means, or something that's a chayla, that's, and it's shaking from being a chayla. Umezuhim, that means it smells. It can't bring it to Beis HaMikdash. Shenev deba aveira, means it was a roiva v'nirva. V'shehem is adam, or if it killed someone. And both those things have to be dafka api edech or api vailim. Of course, if it was api tu edim, the lach is a chayv skila, and it's asa bahana. So if it was a reva nirva or it killed a person, or pi bailim, or pi edecha, it's possible for a carbon. It's not enough of a mum to shecht it. What about a tumtum va'adroigenis? A tumtum va'adroigenis, there'll be three sheetahs in the Mishnah. Tumtum va'adroigenis, loy mikdash loy medina. The Tanakhama says, tumtum va'adroigenis, he's learning to pasha suffix zacha suffix nekeva. So you can't bring it in the base of mikdash because you're not sure it's a bechar. And you can't do medina because... He holds it's not a mum, and so it's even. So therefore, maybe it's a bechar, and you can't shecht it inside, and you can't be paid either because it's not a mum. The tumtum dragon itself is not a mum. Shimon Ayman in lechamum gadlum is that he holds that a dragoness or a tumtum that's a mum. Rashi is going on a dragoness. We'll see in a second. Walk a dragoness has a hole for the cave. So if it's a zacher, it has a mum. The more we'll elaborate on this. What?
According to the Tanakam, you could wait for it to get another mum and shecht it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's not a bechar at all because he holds a dragoness is a barrier between atzmai. Never was chal any kushus bechar. El nigzus v'nevad. You could do giza va'avoid on it. So that means the fear of Shimon, even though it's a mum, you can't do giza va'avoid on it. And according to Tanakam, also no giza va'avoid. According to Chavim, it's not a bechar at all. It's a regular behema because it's a new barrier. There's something called a zachar, something called a keva, something called a dragoness. It's a new barrier, and it's not chal any bechar on it. So the Gemara writes it. Later on in the Umbid, the Gemara is going to handle Tumtum and Dragonus, and that will go on for a while. First, we're going to handle the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Agarav, Yabelas, and Chazazis are all things that are not a mum to Shech the Becharnit. And the problem is that the Pasuk says all three. So we answered already Yabelas by saying, doesn't have an etzem, doesn't have a bone in it. and it's talking about in the eye, and we're hearing it like we learned yesterday. But the problem is, Garav and Chazal is what I'm going to do. Let's see the Gemara. But Garav loy, Garav is not a mum, but Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Garav. Pasuk says, Averes, Eshavar, Echorot, Eyabeles, Egarav, Eyalefes. I'm going to say, Garav and Eyalefes are Garav and Chazazes. So, Betanya, I'm really reading this again. Veloy, Vegarav, Loy, Vaksiv, Garav, Baraiso, Vechazaz, Loy, Vaksiv, Eyalefes, Baraiso, Betanya, we learned, Garav, Zacharis. Garav is the dry type of blister. Eyalefes, Uchazaz, HaMitzvah, it's the Mitzri blister, which is the Mitzri, you know, the Mitzriim got blisters in one of the Makkas, Ashchin. So that's Chazazos HaMitzvahs. It's called Chazazos, Rashi says in Chumash, it's called Yalefes, is because it stays on the goof forever. I grabbed a sword this year in the Midrashim that some say that the Mitzriim had those blisters for the rest of their life. They have blisters on Makkah, Shchin, they went away. They have blisters for the rest of their life. That's the song one on Taina. But yeah, Ramar Shlokas, Lom Nikar Shmoy Yalefes, Mara says, Shalefes, I'm taking this Rashi in Chumash, so Gemara, Lom Nikar Shmoy Yalefes, could sticks to you till the death. The kids said, we have in the pasuk garav v'yalefes, which is garav v'chazazis, and the pasuk says it's a mum. How can I just say it's not a mum? What's going on here? So the Gemara, bish lo mechazazis, hachazazis like kasha, kama chazazis amitris, kama chazazis amma. Our mishnah went that regular chazazis, a regular blister. And the pasuk over chazazos hamitzvus, which is the mitzri blister, which is much worse. That's good. Al garav, agarav kasha, tshver. Our mishnah says the garav is not can't shech the bechar in it, and the pasuk brings down garav as one of the real mumen. So tomorrow, garav, agarav, nam like kasha. Habalach, habayavish. One is the moist blister, one's a dry blister. Lach blister, lach itzi. The moist blister will get better. Yavish lemitzi. The dry blister will not get better. So our mishnah about the lach and the pasuk with yavish. Break the marav lach mitzi. Does the lach get better? But ksiv says in the pasuk, Yacha Hashem b'shchim etzrayim uvetchayrim uvegarav uvecharas. It says garav next to charas, and it's mashma that garav is not dry because it's next to charas. Ksiv uvecharas hari garav lach. So it's mashal a pasuk also talking with garav lach. So you can't say the pasuk with garav yavesh. It's mashal a pasuk with garav lach and calls it a real mum. But already garav lach amav. But come mashal loisucha lihirape. It says in the pasuk it won't get better. Elo tlosahava. There are three types of garavs. Dekra the pasuk by mum yavesh beim mifnim beim mechutz. The case of the pasuk of the mumin in the pasuk of yavish vein vein mechutz, a dry inside and outside. Dimas nisim. I have a mishnah that says that you can't shech the bechar outside with it. It's lach mechutz umefnim. It's moist in and outside. The mitzrayim that pasuk of yachah Hashem mishchim mitzrayim. So yavish vefnim lach mechutz. It's dry in the inside and wet on the outside. That does not get better. And Rashi learns that Abu Bay is lashon of lach on the outside. Perech means on the outside, and Abu Bay is lashon lach. And therefore, that's also a real mum. So it comes out of two types of real mums, either Yavish Efnim Mechutz or it's Yavish Efnim and Lach Mechutz. But lach, both ways, taka get better, and that is Pshad in our Mishnah that it's only a mum for the Beis HaMikdash, and not a mum to Shech the Becharna. Zokto Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah says three more mumin that only negate the Beis Hamikdash and not negate the thing. You have a question? Any questions? The three mumin that only negate the Beis Hamikdash, not the Shechta Bechara. It's the Zokin, the Chayla, and the Mazuham. Well, no, really, how do you know? Torah, Bottom, Linton, and Pasuk, these Pesukim are going to be made from a carbon Beis Hamikdash, remember? It's not enough to Shechta Bechara. So the Pasuk by Oyla says min, three times. Min Hatzoin, Min Haksavim, and Min Ha'izim. And min is saying only some of the tzayin, some of the ksavim, some of them coming to make a meat. Prat lezakein, v'lechayla u'mazum. So why need all three? V'tzrichi. The guys talking about lemut zakein, that zakein is no good to bring in the Beis Hamikdash. Lehadavari doesn't get better. Have a chayla, the hadavari, chayla that could get better. Maybe you could bring it. Emeloi. V'iksel lemut chayla d'lav orchei. Chayla is not a normal thing. Have a zakein, that's part of life. You get older. D'haynu orchei emeloi. It wouldn't be a psul. Because of the trail, Mutihani, the Khishi, maybe only these two, because they're both weaker at the end of the day. A Zak and a Khel are both weaker. Avamazuam, like Kaka, is not weaker, it's only smelly. Aim aloy. We not with the mazum. If you just said mazum, you would say mishnamar. It's disgusting. Therefore, the pasuk teaches all three psulim for the beis hamikdash. So the Gemara says nevda by avera. It says two cases in our mishnah: nevda by avera and which is reiva v'nirva. And it says hemis sa'adam. Not immediately. How do we know? The Gemara has two more in this price also. Tana baron mina behema loyitze reiva v'nirva. Mina behema teaches us that reiva v'nirva not kosher for our carbon. Mina bakal loyitze sanevad. It teaches us that if it's ne'evad of Zara, you can't, this wasn't said in our Mishnah, it's ne'evad of Zara, it's no good for carbon. The reason why this wasn't said in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a Bechar, and Bechar can't be ne'evad because it's an Enish Shaloi, Enad Ma'ustav Shen Shaloi. When our Bakal Haitz is a ne'evad, when our Tern Haitz is a Muksa, that's set aside for Avid Zara. When our Tern Haitz is a Negech, Abraham that kills a person. Frank the Gemara, Hani Beg Talon, I have to kill them. And Frank the Gemara, like our Mishnah says, Apiyed Echer, Apiyed Bailim, it only became. We only found out about these things that were done to the behema, I p'edach or I p'vaylim, and not al p'edim, and therefore it's not b'nei katalaninu.